And we continue our extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you. And on the phone with me right now is Gene Bowen. And Gene, of course, is with Bundle Up Butler. So, Gene, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tracy, for having me.
It's nice to talk to you because this is how many years now? A decade, right?
This is the 10th year of Bundle Up Butler.
Wow. So 10th year of Bundle Up Butler. Now, first of all, before we get to the details of what this is, what drew you towards this particular project? What's the love of this project for you?
For me, it's the putting a winter coat on a child that might not be able to, like, go out on the playground at school or go out and enjoy sled riding with their friends or things like that.
It makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does.
And do you hear a lot of feedback from those who have gone through Bundle Up Butler in the past?
We have, and we have people that, you know, get a brand new coat, and the next year they bring it back because the child's outgrown it, so somebody else, it's gently worn now, but it, somebody else can enjoy that coat, and then they get a different coat because the child has grown a little.
You know, and all of those with kids know that those clothes don't last very long, right? I mean, because the kid grows so much. Our kids grow so fast that that new coat looks new even the next year. So it's good that you're able to reuse those in that way. So talk about what Bundle Up Butler is, because I know, of course, there are many initiatives out there, but let's focus on Bundle Up Butler. Explain a little bit of what you do for this.
Okay. In the previous years, we hosted a one-day event where people could come in and try on coats and take it home with them. Of course, with COVID, things are a little different this year, so it is going to look a little different this year. We're asking that everybody pre-register by September 13th this year. You can either drive up or walk up to the Butler Memorial Park, and that's where the event's going to take place this year on October 16th. Starting at 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can drive up. If you're walking up, that's going to be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
So 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for drive-ups, 1 to 3 for walk-ups. And
correct.
So you want everyone to pre-register whether they're driving or walking up, right?
Correct. And the way you pre-register is you call Center for Community Resources at 724-431-3748. That is our information and referral line. We have spreadsheets going with those that are driving up and those that are walking up. We're going to give you a number, and that number is going to follow you through the process. When you come into the Memorial Park, either via Wick Street or Miller Street, we don't want you coming up through the upper entrance off of Mercer Road. You have to either use the Wick Street or the Miller Street entrance to the park. And then you're going to drive around. We're going to register you as soon as you get into the park. There'll be a registration table that puts the number on your windshield, calls back to us. You're going to drive through. There are going to be vendors there to give you information while you wait your turn. So we're going to try to keep you busy while you wait your turn. And then you'll drive up, get your coats, and be done.
So remind us again when the deadline to register is.
September 13th.
September 13th. We are almost on top.
Or October.
October. Yeah, I just looked at the calendar and I went, okay, we're past that.
October
13th. That's quite all right. Thank you for the correction. So again, October 13th is your registration deadline, with October 16th being the day of Bundle Up Butler. And so again, a couple of different ways that they're going to do this in the way of drive up or walk up, but please pre-register by October 13th. The number again is 724-431-3748. Now, Gene, when you have people register or pull up or walk up, are you taking one person at a time, or will there be like a couple of different stations that you're taking a couple of people at the same time? How have you worked that out?
Yeah, we will be taking a couple people at a time. We have a plethora of volunteers that are going to help out the day of the event. So we'll have people directing traffic. We will have people helping fill the cars with the coats. So it should move through pretty quickly.
Now, in the past, whenever you had people try on a coat, of course, they're looking and viewing and seeing what they like and trying it on. Are we going to have a choice of coats this year, or do you just ask for a size and you give them a coat? I mean, how does that work?
Unfortunately, this year you can tell us you know, your size and maybe a color you like or a color you don't like, and we will try to fill that order to the best of our ability. However, you cannot return these coats this year just because of the situation we're in.
So would that even hold true as you go into next year? So even the coats that you have this year, not to return them next year, or has that not been thought through yet?
Yeah, it has not been thought through
decided.
Yet.
Okay,
We haven't decided yet.
I know, everything's day by day, right?
Yeah,
week
exactly.
by week, day by
We're
day.
We're in, you know, unprecedented times, and, you know, if a vaccine comes through and everything's good, we probably will take the gently used coats. This year, 95% or more are going to be brand new coats because we have no way of sanitizing coats or anything, so they're all going to be brand new coats.
Are you asking for donations at this time of brand new coats?
We are. And we had a lovely couple come yesterday with two bags full of brand new coats, and so people are being very generous during this time. So we like I said, at least 95%, if not more, are going to be brand new coats.
And so if folks want to take this up as an initiative, maybe they're a church or maybe they're a group or maybe they're an individual who would like to do the same, they're asked to go buy a new coat or coats. Like you said, a couple of bags worth came to you just recently. And then they are to drop them off where? Where and what time is a good time to drop off?
They can drop off during business hours at Center for Community Resources. We are on Main Street at 212-214 South Main Street. For anybody that's lived in Butler for a long time, we're directly across from Miller's Shoes, or we're beside the motorcycle place, the big that used to be Troutman's, the big black and orange building. We're right beside it.
Let me ask you again about pre-registering. Again, folks, that's the pre-register deadline is October 13th for Bundle Up Butler, which will be October 16th. Now, my question for you, Jean, is what will be asked of participants whenever they're pre-registering? And I ask that because some folks don't want their information out there if they need help. So are you just asking a name and a phone number? Are you asking for an email? What information are we supplying to you?
Name and phone number of anyone, name and phone number for the person calling in, and then anybody in the household that needs a coat. We need their name and their age.
Okay.
And their size, of course.
Sure, yeah, that's always important. And so if I'm driving through, let's say I'm in the car, I've pre-registered, it's the day of, and I'm coming through. Would I have already told you I need four different coats in these four sizes, or does everyone have to be in the car? I mean, how do we...
No, the person that's calling can pick them up. If someone else is going to pick them up, you're going to have to let us know who's picking those coats up. But at any rate, just one person needs to come through. If you have four people in the household and you've given us their sizes, those are already going to be bagged up and ready to go for you. So you're just going to drive through, give us your name, and we're going to look up your order. Somebody's going to radio back to the shelter that we're at, and we're going to have that order ready for you when you come through.
Sounds like you have this down and thought through, and it doesn't seem like it'll be a long wait when we're in line.
It should not be. It'll depend on traffic, but for the most part, we do have it all planned out, and it should move through fairly quickly.
And there really shouldn't be any traffic issues because it's Memorial Park, right?
I mean, correct. And there's lots of room, and it should flow just fine.
So traffic around the area should not have to worry about anyone delaying their trip with
correct.
Bundle Up Butler, yeah, being on October 16th. So, Jean, it is a whole new year. I'm so glad that you joined me today to talk about this because it is going to look different with a brand new coats being given out with Center for Community Resources, but yet another great year, and I know it'll be a success. Just any other thoughts that you would like to share with us today about this effort from Center for Community Resources?
I'm just proud of everybody at Center for Community Resources coming together, figuring this out, how we could still do this during this time period, because obviously we've done it indoors, and we can't do that right now. So I'm glad everybody came together, and we've got this figured out, and we're moving forward with it.
It says a lot about the area, doesn't it, whenever we're coming together to find alternative ways?
It does, and we are so blessed with great volunteers.
And how, you know, I know you came on to talk about Center for Community Resource, or Bundle Up Butler, but can I ask you about the center? How are you all doing? You know, are you back in the building? Are you still working remotely? What is your situation right now?
We are in the building, some of us, not everybody, but we are in the building, and it's by appointment for the most part. The front doors are still locked, but we are taking people in and making appointments and trying to do our best to serve the public as well as we can during this time.
Do we have the option of meeting with you in person or virtually? How are you handling that?
Yes, you do. My function at CCR, other than Bundle Up Butler, is I do financial literacy with people, and I run the VITA tax program, which is the Voluntary Income Tax Assistance. So I've been helping people get their stimulus and apply for unemployment and things like that. That goes much better in person than it does virtually, but I have done some of it virtually, too.
It's all a learning curve, isn't it, Jean?
It is a learning curve. I mean, who would have thought we'd all be doing Teams and Zoom and things we didn't know about 6 months ago or a year ago?
And it'll be interesting on where we go in the future. Will that all stick with us? Will we just stay in that same kind?
Oh, I think it will. I think, yeah. You know, like our people that are out in the community providing services, for instance, our service coordinators for people with intellectual disabilities and our, you know, are doing a great job of working from home and providing these services still, and, you know, things like that. We have adapted well to still bring the services to the community.
Have you seen the need of people increase during this time?
We have. And we have, you know, integrated services for utilities and all kinds of resources to help people during this time. So, you know, when you're calling in for coats, if you need other resources, please let us know. That's what we're there for, and that's what we can help with.
Again, Bundle Up Butler, very quickly, Jean Bowen on the phone with me, Center for Community Resources. Pre-register for Bundle Up Butler by October 13th. The date will be October 16th. If you're driving up, your times will be between 10 a.m. and 1. If you're walking up, that would be between 1 and 3. But you still have to pre-register, and they're going to take care of multiple people at the same time, so it's not going to be one at a time. So it shouldn't be much of a traffic jam, and you'll be taken care of while you wait as well in different ways. So the number to call, 724-431-3748. Jean, any final thoughts before I let you go?
We would like to see everybody that needs a coat get a coat, and we have lots of donations, so please give us a call, and we will help you out. And if you need anything else while you're calling in for your coats, please let us know.
Jean, thank you so much for your time. It was great talking to you.
You too. Thanks, Tracy.